North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. Glad you can be with us as we talk about hydrocephalus. This may be a word that you've never heard before. It may be an issue that you've never even thought about. The Mark Wyatt Show is here to bring awareness to subjects across the board, and hydrocephalus is no different. When it came on my radar, I questioned, what is this? What is the issue here? And then as I searched through Google and I searched on Facebook, I noticed that there were more and more families that were getting a diagnosis of hydrocephalus. And I wanted to spend some time bringing awareness to this. So I sent an email to the Hydrocephalus Association, and I was connected with CEO Diana Gray. And Diana is on the line with us right now to bring awareness to hydrocephalus. And Diana, just at the onset, I'll tell you, this is a blank slate. We have a lot of listeners out there who don't know what hydrocephalus is. So this is an opportunity at the grassroots to give an education to people listening today.
Well, I would love to do that. And thank you, Mark, for having me on the show today. And, you know, as we talked before we started recording here, hydrocephalus is relatively unknown in our country and in our world. And yet it impacts a million people in the United States alone. So how can I start with answering any questions you might have about hydrocephalus?
But explain what hydrocephalus is.
Absolutely. So hydrocephalus is an abnormal accumulation of cerebral spinal fluid, or CSF, that builds up in the cavities of the brain that we call ventricles. And as this CSF builds up, it causes those ventricles to enlarge and pressure in the head to accrete. It's actually why babies' heads are measured at birth. Most people have no idea why, but that's one of the reasons that a head is measured when a baby is born. But the only treatment for hydrocephalus is brain surgery. So unfortunately, it's a pretty serious condition and can be a life-threatening condition because of that. And as I mentioned before, a million people in the United States alone can get hydrocephalus, whether it's being born and you get it because of an infection or a brain bleed in your head that causes this blockage and the cavities in the brain, the ventricles, to fill up with cerebrospinal fluid, or whether you have an accident or you're in the military and you have a traumatic brain injury, or you can be older and have a form of hydrocephalus that I hope we get to talk about as well, that is sometimes hard to diagnose. But the bottom line is, in order to treat hydrocephalus, you need to have a way to release that cerebrospinal fluid out of your brain to reduce those ventricles and that pressure. And the most common device used to do that is a shunt. And so the shunt is inserted into the brain, and there is tubing that goes down through your body into your stomach, so that cerebrospinal fluid into the abdomen, I should say, will drain into the abdomen. There's another form of brain surgery called an endoscopic third ventriculostomy, or ETV. That's not as common as using the shunt, but it's sort of a natural shunt where the surgeon would, you know, bore a hole in the third ventricle to kind of create a shunt in the brain, but that doesn't always work. And frankly, shunts often fail as well, but it's the best thing we have right now. And so we can invest in more research and find a better solution. And we're actually doing that as well. But to get back to the surgery piece, with kids who get this, within 2 years of placing this shunt in their brain, 50% of them will fail in the pediatric population, which means they have to have another brain surgery. So, Mark, if I was to tell you that, you know, you could have the shunt placed and then you're all done and you're better, this wouldn't be, you know, the end of the world, right? You've got this treatment. But unfortunately, so many of the folks we see with hydrocephalus have had multiple brain surgeries, and sometimes even 100 or more. So that's not okay, and that's why we're working really hard to fund important research to change the future of hydrocephalus.
As you know, Diana, the things that we have a passion for, many times we'll get behind 100%. And when you talk about working hard in this effort, what is your passion behind being a part of this effort for Hydrocephalus Association?
Absolutely. Happy to talk about that, because I recognize how devastating this condition can be in terms of having to have multiple brain surgeries, but also because hydrocephalus can also come with what we call comorbid conditions. Sometimes you may have hydrocephalus and cerebral palsy, or hydrocephalus and spina bifida, or seizures, or other comorbid conditions that come along with it and can create challenges with learning and with living, and something we call executive function, which has to do with thinking. And we see people with hydrocephalus along a whole continuum in terms of how impaired they are. And so, you know, some are, you know, doing really great and they're in medical school, and others are not doing so well and they may never be able to live on their own. So it is a wide range of the impact, and a lot of it has to do with that damage that caused it and some of these comorbid conditions. But I'm passionate because we have opportunities through research to change this, to create different types of treatment options. I mean, the shunt was developed in the 50s, and nothing major has happened since that time. in terms of the treatment of hydrocephalus. And through our investments and research, we now have 10 scientists who are looking into drug therapies. Now, that's very early in the process, and it takes a while, but that gives me hope and passion that one day the only treatment may not be brain surgery. But that takes a lot of support and a lot of fundraising on our behalf, and certainly the advocacy that we do with the federal government to make sure that scientists have NIH funding available and Department of Defense funding available for hydrocephalus research.
Right now, we're talking to Diana Gray. She's CEO with Hydrocephalus Association. We're talking about the subject of hydrocephalus. As she mentioned, we have an older population that we need to be concerned about. And also, we have fundraisers across the country taking place for hydrocephalus. And more specifically, in reference to the state of Alabama, we have a walk coming up on Saturday. Will you stick with me, Diana, as we continue this conversation?
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about hydrocephalus and bring more awareness to this subject. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Today we're covering a subject that maybe you had not heard about until today. Maybe it's something that you had heard about, but just didn't have a lot of information on. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, we're recognizing organizations, we're recognizing foundations, and I want to bring awareness to subjects that a lot of times maybe don't get as much attention. Hydrocephalus is one of those, and so I have CEO Diana Gray, she's CEO of the Hydrocephalus Association, joining me. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Diana.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And as you mentioned, a million people, give or take, across the United States right now are affected by hydrocephalus. That is a very large audience affected by this disease.
Absolutely. It sure is. And I think one of the things that we, before we went to the break, we were going to talk about folks who have hydrocephalus and don't even know it. So certainly when a baby is born and, one out of every 770 babies who are born in the United States will develop hydrocephalus. So that's a pretty big number when you think about the incidence of hydrocephalus. But there's also this elderly population of potentially 700,000 older Americans who may be living with this aspect of hydrocephalus called normal pressure hydrocephalus. And what happens to them is they develop this triad of symptoms where they have trouble walking, they have a gait challenge where they have trouble getting up, and they feel like there's magnets holding their feet to the floor, so they definitely have trouble with their gait. They also develop a dementia, and they can have urinary incontinence. So those are the three symptoms. So those sound like some other things that are even more common, like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. So unfortunately, many times someone in their 70s or 80s may go to a neurologist or even an ER because they feel really bad, and those symptoms sound more likely to be Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. And so often they don't get diagnosed properly with normal pressure hydrocephalus. And the sad thing about that is NPH, or normal pressure hydrocephalus, is one of the treatable dementias. We actually have an ability to give them a shunt. You know, we talked about shunts earlier with children and how so often they have to have multiple surgeries over a period of their lives. With older people, it's not as common to have multiple surgeries. And so for many of these folks, their lives are, they feel like they've gotten their lives back when they get the accurate diagnosis of NPH and they have this surgery to shunt this cerebral spinal fluid out of their brain and into their body. And suddenly they feel more clear-headed and they can walk again, and they feel better. Now, that is if it's caught soon enough, and that is if they don't have other conditions in it, along with hydrocephalus. But it is certainly a story that I hear over and over again from people that had these symptoms. They thought they were, having dementia, and they thought they were losing their minds, and they couldn't get an accurate diagnosis. And then they get this surgery, and they feel like a brand new person. So that's a silver lining in hydrocephalus, is it could really help treat some of these folks with dementia.
So I guess what I'm also hearing, Diana, is the fact that when, as I mentioned earlier, you see the babies with the larger heads, this may not in fact be something that you would notice on an adult. if they were facing this, that this is a possibility that everything could look okay?
Correct. Correct. Because they're older and the sutures in their head are already developed and stronger, they're not going to have that same, enlargement of their head. But their ventricles inside, if an MRI is done, would show that their ventricles are enlarged. And so that would be a way to help diagnose this for them. So, yes, you wouldn't notice it through measuring their head necessarily. It would be those other symptoms that would be indicators.
So being a former police officer, and I've worked around a lot of veterans, and you mentioned that military members can be affected because of having traumatic brain injuries. Explain a little more about that.
Well, yes. So I was mentioning that you can get hydrocephalus at any time of your life, and it's not necessarily just babies. And certainly it can happen to anyone. And in our military, we've had since 2000, so for the last 21 years, 370,000 service members have sustained TBIs or traumatic brain injuries, and it can cause hydrocephalus. It's one cause of hydrocephalus. So it's estimated that 14% of all of those TBIs are severe, and out of those severe TBIs, they could develop hydrocephalus. And so we do have some of our wonderful members of the military who have served so bravely who come back and they've had this injury and they get diagnosed with hydrocephalus and will need a shunt. And so it does happen for sure as an injury.
Let's talk about now, Diana, how the Hydrocephalus Association's helping those in the hydrocephalus community. What difference is the Hydrocephalus Association making right now?
Thank you for asking that question, because this organization, like many health organizations, has been around a long time, founded by parents who didn't see anything really happening to support hydrocephalus, so founded by parents back in 1983. And so the core of our mission started with supporting families, helping them understand the facts. So giving them accurate education, engaging the neurosurgery and neurology community to develop a medical advisory board to help us make sure that we're giving the accurate information to families. And then we've evolved to where we also have this amazing national conference every other year, which is incredible because we see people who have never met another person with hydrocephalus at times. And so it's a really wonderful way to educate them about living with hydrocephalus and to receive that support. But I think one of the most critical things we do, and we started this in 2009, is research. Because once you figure out how to live with this and you've got the information you need and you have a support network, you just want to know that it's going to be different, or that someone's going to make a different treatment and that it could be better. And so we're super excited about our research program. One of the things that we started out doing was building the ecosystem, which means we didn't have a lot of scientists doing research on hydrocephalus. And so we developed some awards to help scientists be interested. And we also started two clinical research networks, one that was adult focused and one for pediatrics. And those networks and those scientists that we have funded have, we've invested about a little over $12 million since 2009 in those networks and those scientists. And they have gone on to receive funding from mostly federal funding in the amount of a return on investment, I would say, of over $35 million. So it's a pretty good, if that were your stock portfolio, that'd be pretty good if you could triple your
right.
investment. And I think, what is important to say is people or scientists can't just directly go get a grant from the NIH. You have to have preliminary data that shows that your good idea can you know, have legs, that it could work. And so our funding helps scientists with great ideas to get that data that they need to apply for an NIH grant. And the Department of Defense money, you have to be on a special list of conditions that in some way affects veterans or the military, and certainly we talked about that earlier. And so we advocate every year for those Department of Defense dollars to be available to hydrocephalus and for hydrocephalus to be on that list. And we've seen some amazing grants being funded to scientists who are doing great work. And at this point, we have 10 of the scientists that we have funded who are investigating drugs that could treat hydrocephalus. So imagine, you know, to go from brain surgery to one day a medication that might be able to either prevent hydrocephalus or potentially treat it in a way that doesn't involve brain surgery. So that's our goal, to find a cure, but also to improve treatment so that people don't have to endure these brain surgeries.
It takes funding and it takes support from individuals who care. And there is a fundraiser, a walk coming up in the state of Alabama, just down the road from us here on Saturday. I wanted you to be able to share about that fundraiser in addition to how people can find fundraisers in their community across the country.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting us talk about our walk in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to be this Saturday, October 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern at Railroad Park in Birmingham. And it's one of 41 walks that we do across the country to help raise funds for the Hydrocephalus Association. And they're all volunteer-led and run. We have a few staff that support them across the country, but we could not do this without them. And those walks raise about half of our budget every year. And so we hope people will come out to the walk in Birmingham at Railroad Park on Saturday. But there are also other ways that people can support us. We do some special events at different times, and certainly people can go to our website, which is hydroassoc.org, hydroassoc.org, and give a donation. You know, just giving us donations make a difference in our work, and we rely on donors to do that for us as well, to help us grow our mission and fund these important scientists and fund these important staff who support the people who are living with this condition.
For people who want to participate in the walk in Birmingham on Saturday, they can go to the Facebook page Central Alabama Hydrocephalus Association Walk. And hydrocephalus is spelled HYDROCEPHALUS to help people out with that. So Central Alabama Hydrocephalus Association Walk. And I do hope people will check out the opportunities to be able to make a difference in the Hydrocephalus Association, Diana, across the country, not just in Alabama, but everywhere where people can make this an issue for them, that they care about somebody that potentially could have hydrocephalus. Every time a new baby's born, it sounds like this is a possibility. And then if you have someone with a traumatic brain injury or an elderly adult, an older person, and they're going through these symptoms, it's something that can touch each and every one of our lives when you have as many people, as you mentioned, affected by hydrocephalus across the United States.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you for helping bring awareness to this. And I really hope folks will come out to the walk. And shout out to Amanda Mullins and Dana White, who run that walk for us in Birmingham. We could not do it without passionate, amazing volunteers like them. So we also welcome volunteers to our organization if folks are interested.
Excellent. Again, people can go to Hydrocephalus Association website at hydroassoc.org. See what the Hydrocephalus Association is doing across this country as they bring in scientists to research hydrocephalus, and we want to try to help through the Mark White Show. And if you're listening right now, find a way to make a difference for this very special organization. Again, thank you, Diana Gray, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
It's been a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate CEO Diana Gray with Hydrocephalus Association joining us here on the Mark White Show today. We're recognizing difference makers like the Hydrocephalus Association. If this show is an encouragement to you, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. That's a lot. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.